So, comparing ourselves among ourselves, it's something that is as old as time. We all do it. I don't care if you're the number one person in the world. What's up, everybody? This is the Worship Leader Podcast. I'm Terry.
And this is Josh.
Again, like I always say, we have another exciting episode for you today. And today we're going to be talking about comparison and how it kills. Definitely kills. Comparison kills.
I'm trying to fight it. It just went through my head. I'm having dun 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 dun. And I'm just like, what's wrong with me? I'm so sorry. Literally, as soon as you said that, I was just like, what's no, wait.
I'm about to sound really old, but I don't know what you saw. What is it?
It was the Law and Order.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. I thought
it was like instant Law and Order theme song. And I was just like, whoa, what's happening right now?
I thought this was some song that I did not know about called Comparison Kills. And my brain was like, oh, I said some kind of the worst song in the world. I made a reference to it, and now everybody going to think, I don't know. Law and Order. Now I do know that. Did you say Law and Order?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, gosh. Wow. And that had not happened in a while. Okay.
So, comparing ourselves among ourselves. It's something that is as old as time. We all do it. I don't care if you're the number one person in the world at whatever you're doing or the lowest person in the world at whatever you're doing. Mm-hmm. You're always going to be comparing yourself to someone else, and it's a battle that will never be over. In my opinion,
I should trying to like wrestle it down. It's like trying to handle a wet fish. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I know in every stage that I've been in worship leading, I've always compared myself to others. I don't know. It's just something about us. We just compare.
Yeah. And it's like also, and I guess, I don't know if this is like more of an issue for music people, but there's something about like being in, well, music ministry or music industry, like if music's like your thing and that's what you do, there for some reason there's something about us that like we just keep struggling with it. I don't really know a whole lot of people who like, I don't know a whole lot of music people who don't, in all honesty, who like, yeah, genuinely don't. Yeah. Like I've met a few. They're like enigmas, and I'm just like, what in the world? But like, it's very hard to not hear what you're doing and then try to compare it to someone else as like some form of standard. You know, yeah. I think that's what it is. Like, you're using someone else as the standard to determine whether or not that was good or bad.
Right. Yeah. And like you said, we all do it. And the crazy thing about it is, the thing that makes it good is, or us good, is our uniqueness. Mm-hmm. It's like if everybody was the same par, mm-hmm, then it wouldn't, things would not be as interesting. Like, yeah. I know that that when I'm, let's just say I'm listening to some music or to a person, I'm watching a YouTube, and it's like a service or a concert or a, some worship event or something, I always find myself saying, you know, that this person's different. I like them. Mm-hmm. Like that's the thing that makes, that makes people stand out to me, is just being different. Yeah. And the fact that I then go and compare myself to somebody because knowing that I like things to be different, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's that weird like conundrum in our brains, and it's just like it's something like we celebrate unique voices, yeah, but when it comes to us, we don't.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
So I think, and I'm trying to figure out like how it even starts, how it works or whatever, but it's just like, it's this weird thing. So like, for example, like last night I was fine, you know, like I was singing in a place I normally sing, you know, whatever. And then like all of a sudden it like hits me like really, really bad. Like as soon as I found out that I was supposed to be leading a song, all of a sudden like my mind was just like, I don't know if it was like an overthinking thing or whatever, but all of a sudden my mind was just like, yeah. And I was just like, oh my gosh. And so like fast forward to like practice, and now I'm like overthinking everything, I'm nitpicking myself and all this other, you know, whatever. And it's like, I think on some level the comparison comes from like a dislike of your own voice naturally.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's like on some level you're starting with the baseline of I sound terrible, and you're having to build a case that says otherwise.
Law and Order call
back.
Hey! Building a case.
I don't know what it is. I haven't even watched that in like months. I don't know what's happening to me. I can't escape it. So it's like, I don't know, it's this weird thing of just like, because I was talking to a couple of friends after the practice, like in between like the service and the practice or whatever, and I was telling them, I was just like, literally, like, I'm not new to this. We're not singing, like, it wasn't a new song, it was an old song. I was just like, I don't know why I'm feeling the way that I'm feeling. And, you know, like, they're being like awesome friends, they're being super encouraging and stuff like that, and it's just like that helped. It just bothered me because I'm just like, what is this? You know, why am I still having this issue? Yeah.
And it's like, that's been a thing with me, just the comparison. And one of the things I was thinking, I thought about while you were talking was, mm-hmm. it's related, but not really, that, you know, we have the body of Christ, and we all have different members. Mm-hmm. Well, you know where I'm going with this, but listen anyway. The arm is not comparing itself to the leg, and the foot yeah. is not comparing itself to the hand, and mm-hmm. the eye is not comparing itself to the ear, because it all offers different functions.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
I think we should operate in that way, and that's one of the reasons why you pick. I'll just use Jane and John, because those are two
fair enough
names. Mm-hmm. That's the reason why you use John for the worshipful Israel style stuff, and mm-hmm. you use Jane for the upbeat whatever, you know, the yeah. upbeat Hillsong Young and Free style.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Style, you know, the different members produce different effects, I guess. And mm-hmm. and so it's not really good to compare ourselves to each other, because we all offer different things, and we all contribute those things to the kingdom and make the kingdom greater because of it, because we're different and because we don't compare to each other.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. also it's one of those things where it's like, if you try to sing like somebody else, it's going to feel awkward. It's going to feel unfamiliar. And it's not necessarily always going to come off super genuine. And I don't know if that's just like a me thing, but it's just like when someone's really not singing like themselves, it's, I'm trying to find the right word, because I was about to say a word and I was just like, eh, that's not the right word. But it just doesn't translate well, because it's just like, oh, you're trying to be like so-and-so. Like,
story. So I'm gonna mention one name, but I'm
that's
not gonna
so
mention,
rare because you just, like never do that.
I'm gonna mention one name. So you'll get, okay, so I was at an event on the planet
and between north and south,
and I knew the person that was singing mm-hmm. this event, and also, Torrin Wells was at this event, mm-hmm. and some record people were at this event, mm-hmm. and the person that was singing at this event was not Torrin Wells or it mm-hmm. was just somebody that I know, and singing differently. This person mm-hmm. went on to sing as different. I've never heard him sing like this. And when they started singing, I was like, what are they doing? Just be yourself.
Yeah.
Be yourself, because it's a lot better. I'll leave it at that.
But honestly, that's really what it comes down to, because the thing is, like, when you be yourself, you are more likely to sing in your most comfortable range, in your most comfortable style, in your most comfortable timing, with your most comfortable ad-libs. No, you're probably not going to do those things like another particular person. Like me and Terry, we sing, like our singing styles are different. And that's okay. If I tried to sing like Terry, I probably am not going to do that well, because Terry is very, very technical and does it very, very well. And it's like, it's very like, if you listen to like the way he sings and stuff, he puts a lot of detail into what he does. It's very, very meticulous. Like he's very like, you can tell like he really like thought it out. Like, but it's like, it's one of those things where it's like, if you try to like jump on and try to do the same thing as somebody else, and you're just like, yeah, I can do that. And it's just like, I cannot. Yeah, I'll just leave it at that. I'll just leave it at that.
But this whole, like, the whole comparison thing is just, we just need to get rid of it. Like,
yeah.
We just need to get rid of it. It's, like you were saying earlier, mm-hmm. I don't know if I've met people that, I mean, there's a few. There's a few people that don't compare themselves, but it's a plague.
It's like, very rare.
It's a plague of human nature, and it's a plague, like you were saying, especially for people that sing in the arts in general. Like we just like to compare ourselves with each other, and with that comes jealousy. This might need to be a whole nother. This will probably be another topic,
honestly.
But we'll just hit it. We'll hit it real quick. Like
the soapbox. I'm gonna get off. But we'll see. I might stick my toe on it.
No, I think there. I think it's natural. Like you have your people that they're your people. You root for them. You're like, ooh, yeah, the best. I think it's natural for when you hear. I'm just being transparent. I think it's natural for when you hear like outsiders and they're doing something really, really well. Mm-hmm. I think it's natural for those feelings to start to develop. Yeah. But this is the awareness. This is when we're adults, I guess, is when we notice those feelings and we say, okay, it's natural to feel this way, but I shouldn't react or let this affect my view on anybody, my view, the way I treat anybody. And I need to work on not feeling like this.
Yeah. I think that's like the big thing of just like checking yourself and realizing when it's like starting to pop up.
Yeah.
And when it's starting to like break ground, so to speak. Like as soon as you like feel it starting to happen, honestly, go ahead and like check that.
Yeah, definitely.
Go ahead and like get you need to start like squashing it, because the thing is, it's like when it starts off small, it's very, very innocent, but when it's allowed to fester and grow, it gets really, really destructive.
Yes.
And what ends up happening is you get very bitter and critical of particular people because you just don't like them because you're jealous of what they have.
Ooh, hey, okay, all right.
And I've seen that happen in real life.
This is good stuff. Let's not unpack it. This is a whole nother episode.
I'm going to save it for that episode because I got a story. Okay,
this is a whole nother episode. That's good stuff. You know what? That's soon. We're going to do this one soon.
Ooh, people are mean.
But back to the comparison thing. Like I think we've covered pretty much almost everything with comparison. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty straightforward. Like we shouldn't compare ourselves, and we keep saying that over and over because that's the whole reason why we're doing this podcast, is to call out the comparison and then say, okay, don't do that. This is a very destructive behavior to you. And I think that can also, like you were saying, it can also, like the comparison thing can also lash out in other ways. Yeah. Maybe not in the way that jealousy does, but I think comparing yourselves, I think jealousy causes you to lash out to others, but comparison, it'll cause you to lash out to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like you'll start to beat yourself down. Mm-hmm. You'll start to do all of this stuff within yourself that under normal circumstances, if somebody was sitting across from you and telling you all the things that you're thinking and doing to yourself, you'd be like, what are you doing? You shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah.
Because we're in our own heads. We self-destruct.
And that's honestly, like, that's how it is, especially like when you're like particular like teams and stuff like that. It's very, 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 very easy to do that. Like, just immediately, just like, you know, I don't sing as good as so-and-so, and I don't catch parts as easily as, you know, whoever or whatever. And, like, especially when you're around people that are just really, really good.
Yes.
But something that I'm learning to start doing, is look at those people that are doing stuff better than you and use that as an inspiration to pull you forward and not stomp you down.
Right, exactly. And what I would say also along with that is maybe also, you know, just kind of befriend those people.
Yeah.
And
in all honesty, yeah.
And what's the words? Maybe not compare, but learn.
Yeah.
Learn, that's a simple word, but yeah, learn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, like, I think there's something to be said about, like, you know, I can't remember who said this, but it's like basically like they purposely surround themselves with people that do things better than they do.
I know what I was trying not learn, but iron sharpening iron.
Yes.
Is more than learn. Like,
yeah,
because you may not be on a level where you even need to learn from somebody. You just mm-hmm. need to be around that person and sharpen iron mm-hmm. with each other. So learn's not the best word. Maybe get around them so that you can sharpen iron. Iron yeah. sharpens iron.
And also, I think there's something really, like, good about being around just a really, really good team that pushes you to do better. Because the thing is, like, if you're not around people like that, we have a tendency, if we're not pushed, we get lazy.
Exactly.
Especially when it comes to doing, like, ministry. Sometimes we can get into ruts where it's just like, oh, well, you know, it's functioning and it works, so why put more effort into it? But then when you're around other people who are also passionate, other people who are also just really, really skillful in really investing in their giftings and stuff like that, there's something about that changes the motivation and the yeah. culture of the entire team of, you know,
yeah.
team itself, because now everybody's just like, oh, you know, I gotta bring my best to the table.
Yeah.
Like, for example, like we sang at that camp meeting, and something that I really, really enjoyed about that is just the fact of, like, because it was such a team of such skilled people, and literally everybody was
yeah.
good. I was just like, oh my gosh, literally everybody was so good. And it, like, it brought something out of people where it was just like, there was this unspoken expectancy of excellence
yeah.
that was already there. And uh-huh. everybody rose up to that challenge.
Yeah. And it was a good, like, mm-hmm. expectancy of excellence. It was mm-hmm. it was understood, and it was just there. Like, people
yeah.
just
you show up and you do
it. Show up and you do it. Yeah, it's a very great culture. Uh-huh. Very, very great culture. Yeah.
And so it's like, it's very exhilarating being in environments like that. I generally try to those kind of teams are my favorite, in all honesty. Like,
oh,
being in those types of environments are my favorite, because, like, it has this way of reminding you of what you came to do and pushing you to fix those areas where you're not really so good. And so it's just like, you know, it's that nice wake-up call. It's refreshing.
There we go.
Refreshing.
I just had a thought, and I'm just going to throw it out there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask you this, because I haven't formed an opinion on it yet. Do you think that there is a form of a good comparison?
I want to say yes. And the reason why I say that is because on some level, you have to know way you're not necessarily doing so well.
Yeah.
But if you have no form of evidence to explain that, it makes it very, very hard for you to figure out how to improve that.
Right. Yeah. So you would say more of like a critical comparison.
Like there's a,
I guess critiquing comparison. Or
yeah. Cause it's just like, sometimes we can be very like over the top about it, but like, so for example, like vocal technique.
Yeah.
I can honestly say I was a very, very, very lazy singer. I was a very lazy singer. But recently, we were singing some song. It was an Israel song, and that he about liked to kill me, but he tried to take me out. We were doing some song, and like y'all were up there because y'all were like doing like teaching parts, and like they normally have like six people teaching parts to the whole choir, and like they were up there just singing it, and I was just like, you monsters, what are y'all doing? And they was up and then they was down and then they was did a little backflip or something like that, and I was just like, what in the and they were just like, now you do it. And I was like, do what? So, yeah. So, that being said, that let me know. You know what, Josh? Maybe you need to get your act together, get your stuff right, and figure it out. Stop being lazy, and get your vocal technique under control. Because, yeah.
So, that's a really good explanation of a good comparison. You mm-hmm. use... You took comparison, I guess you took it very objectively. You mm-hmm. didn't take it and do all this stuff with it in your head. You were like, I could do this better. I'll use this as a star, North Star to see mm-hmm. what I need to work toward. And you used it to compare to make yourself better, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess. And that is a good way of comparing. I think that's I think we do have comparison that is good.
Yeah.
So there's a
good and there is a bad.
So we've talked about the good. We've talked about the bad. And if you didn't get it, don't compare yourself. Do mm-hmm. not. You are unique for a reason. We are unique for a reason. Mm-hmm. And we have two different skill sets, which are utilized in the areas that they need to be. And I can't do the things that he can do, and he can't do the things that I can do. Mm-hmm. And it shouldn't be. That's the way it should be.
Yeah.
Because that's the way things should work in ministry and in life. And when you're doing something so vast, like as far as ministry and music, you have to have tons of different compartments and different people doing mm-hmm. different things that they do themselves, the only that they can do themselves.
Yeah, because I will say, like right now, where I'm at normally on Wednesdays, I've been working on leaning pretty heavily on a friend of mine, just simply because personally I feel like he's a lot better at creativity than I am. Just because it's just like, yeah, I can be creative, but that's not, I'm more of like the structure and, you know, trying to get things organized and get everything in its particular place and making sure that things are being done correctly, so to speak. Like, nitpicky, but not in a bad nitpicky, yeah. Like good nitpicky, like trying to make sure
you're
like the details
things,
are
you
place.
Keep it. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Like that's more of like because of how my mind works, that's normally what I'm. And so like creativity, I can do it, but I also understand that there are people that can do it better than I can.
Right.
And so I try my best to make space for people to come in and bring those opinions of just like, hey, why don't we try this? Or why don't we do this instead? And there are some things that I hadn't thought of. And there are some things that, like, when they tell me, I don't like it, to be completely honest. I don't. I really don't. And that's, because I have more than one person that I tend to lean on, whether they realize it or not. But I tend to lean on them for a lot of, like, creative ideas just because they are very creative people. But when they tell me, I'm just like, I don't like it. I don't say that because I don't want to discourage them, but I don't like it when I hear it. But I try it anyway.
Yeah.
And I very rarely just be like, no, we're not doing that. Just simply because, like, at the end of the day, one, it's not all about me. Two, like them doing that kind of brings like this extra like something on it that breaks up the monotonous.
Yeah.
And also, like, just because it doesn't sound good to me doesn't mean that it's not good. It's just not my preference.
That was good. Like, that's good. Yeah, that's good. Good stuff.
Like, I think it's important to understand the difference between, and now I'm dipping into a completely different topic, but I think it is important to understand that whenever you're, like, working on awareness as a worship leader, just understanding just that. Yeah.
Well, it's getting close to our time. You got anything else? I don't want to.
No, just remember that God called you, and yes. just because you're not necessarily doing things like other people do it, maybe that is the reason why you're there. Right. In all honesty, exactly. That's exactly. Probably why you're there.
Exactly. All right, guys, this has been another one. Like we always say, do all of the things. If you like it, share it. We want to get it out to people so that we can share this time that we've having together. We can share it with everyone and catch you guys on the next one. Peace.